So we're talking books. It's Leslie's Readers with Catherine Lana, who she has her own website. So she just loves books. Hence, it's great getting her involved in the programme and getting your suggestions. Although I know you have so many books that you know about that it's really hard to pick the next one, isn't it?
It is. And that's why I always leave it to the last minute, because I change my mind quite quickly because, I'm reading something. So it's always the one that you've read most recently that you're freshest and most excited about, except when you have the opportunity to go back to them, like the Margaret Forster, which was lovely. So the next book, though.
Ta-da! Are you ready? This is what we're reading through this month anyway.
It's called The Last Pilot and it's by Benjamin Johncock. And I think he lives in Norwich, so he's fairly local. But I have just read it. And it was recommended to me by Woodbridge Library because it's part of the Brave New Reads promotion, which the Library Service are doing throughout East Anglia. It's a partnership programme with Writers' Centre Norwich and with Suffolk, Cambridgeshire and Norfolk.
I think they
libraries.
Did it last year as well, didn't
That's
they?
Right, yeah. So it used to be called the Summer Reads, I think. So it's really suggesting books that we might like to read during the summer months, so it runs until August. And so there are six titles they've suggested, and this is the one that I've read, which I think might appeal to a lot of people because it's about space travel. Now, I wouldn't have thought I was interested in space travel, but it's sort of historic, so it's looking back to the beginnings of the space race. So it's about a test pilot in America and all that he went through in the preliminary stages before actually being chosen as an astronaut. So he's really pushed to the limits physically. But also we hear about his personal life, so about his family, his wife and his young daughter. And he's challenged emotionally as well with all that's going on at home. And it's a really interesting book because it's very much getting into the head of a test pilot, as I imagine that would be. So they're quite a different type of person from you and me, I would suggest. So the dialogue is quite interesting. There's lots of technical details, but it's also about getting into his head as he's challenged emotionally, which is not something that he's very comfortable about. So I won't tell you anymore, except that please do give it a try. And if you are taxed by the technical bits, just let them go. Just flow with it, because I think it's really worth getting to the end of the book. I did find the technical stuff a little bit challenging to start with, but I'm going to go back to it because it's so interesting. And it's, he's done so much research. You really believe that he was there. You know, it's almost like a memoir because it just feels so authentic, authentically American and authentically about a test pilot.
No, it's rung bells for me, actually. So I've just done a quick search on our computer. And in fact, I spoke to Benjamin. He came and gave a talk, 2015 this is, so last August, at the reading rooms, because he actually says he wrote a lot of this while he lived in Southworld.
Oh, really?
What I'll try and do is try and get him on the phone, and we'll see if because I've got his details. So I'll see if we can get a call with him for the next Leslie's Readers. So in a month's time, when he's back in, then you can ping questions at him, can't you?
Fantastic.
As well.
Fantastic. Yes.
So that would be lovely as well. So The Last Pilot. It's Benjamin, although I think I called him Ben. I was obviously very familiar when I spoke to him before. Johncock. So it's The Last Pilot, Benjamin Johncock, written in Southwold. So there we go. We've added to that as well.
Yes,
so that's our next book. So we'll see if we can get him on the phone to have a chat with us when we've reviewed it. And if you do read it, we'd like to hear, wouldn't we, just what you thought of it.
Yes. And even if you didn't like it, it's great to know other people's point of view and why, because we all approach things in a different way, and it's great to share those perspectives, really.
Okay, very quickly, because it's such a booky time at the moment, isn't it? All sorts of book events happening that you're trying to keep tabs on.
That's right. So, of course, we've got Books East this weekend. There's a tremendous amount going on there, which you've touched on already. And then there's Slaughter in Southwold, which is a crime...
I love the phrase of that. It's about crime fiction, isn't it?
Yes, crime writing. So that's happening in the middle of June in Southwold, organised by Southwold Library. There's also Felixstowe Book Festival. That's the end of June. So there's various activities there. Lots of really interesting things. Headline authors like Rose Tremaine. And then you've got panel sessions. There's one on translation. So what, you know, what's it like being a translator of a book, and how do you read a book that's been translated? I think that's fascinating. So they're really, you know, really varied things that we can go and listen to.
And I know you've organised a couple of events yourself. Do you want to just highlight those?
Yes, I've organised a couple of events in Woodbridge for browsers. There's one which is called How to Find Love in a Bookshop, which is written by Veronica Henry, and we're actually holding that in the bookshop and theming it.
Hopefully?
Pardon?
Are you doing it hopefully?
No,
trying
we're
to find
doing
love
it.
In. No, I was just trying to find love.
Love for a book. Love for a good author. So we're setting that in the bookshop, and we're theming it around a scene from the book. So we're going to have a trio of cellists playing at the beginning of the session, and then the author will talk about her book. So that's a really special evening. And then we've also got, this is also in June, we've got Jill Dawson, who's written a book about Patricia Highsmith and her time in Suffolk. Not many people know that Highsmith, who wrote the talented Mr. Ripley, she's an American writer, but she lived in Suffolk.
Did she?
For 3 years, and she wrote three novels while she was living in Earl Soham. And Jill Dawson, who's a best-selling author in her own right, who comes from Ely, she's set this novel about that period of Highsmith's life, and it is a brilliant novel. I think it's really clever, it's really unsettling, it's really thought-provoking, and very very interesting. So she'll be coming to talk about that at Woodhall Manor, in just outside Woodbridge in
Sutton. What day is that?
That's the 14th of June.
Oh, I want to come to that as well. You see, there's too much. I need extra time in my life. Yeah. So, and will you list those on your web pages as well? Can people look there?
Yes,
there,
that's right.
Readers, I can put a link to, can't I?
Yeah, and it's on Browsers Bookshop website as well. So, okay. Yeah, lots of places to find out about it.
Thank you so much for coming in and for all the ideas. We just need more hours in the day, don't we?
That's right, we're spoiled, really.
We're very spoiled. We've got loads of comments coming in. So, katherinelana.com if you want to look at her website. And we'll also post on my Facebook page, which is Leslie's Readers. So, if you want to find out more, it's The Last Pilot, and it's Benjamin Johncock, who lives in Suffolk, but lives in Norwich rather these days, but wrote part of the book in Suffolk, because I should have remembered. But he told us that when he was on the programme this time last year.